Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sligo Rover will shine and shine forever.
Well, after Sligo Rovers' biggest league defeat in more than three decades 8 days ago, Rovers fans were hoping for a reaction to that 7-0 hammering by Drogheda United. When Waterford came to the showgrounds on Saturday night, a reaction they expected and a reaction they got. Commentary on Saturday night's game from Oran Keating.
A huge clash here tonight in the showgrounds on what is a sunny last day of August, the 31st of August, sunny evening here in the showgrounds, great weather for football, and a good crowd seems to be turning up. Waterford bringing a good crowd with them, Sligo Rovers boasted their usual good crowd as we've seen so often this season. The last time these two sides met, it was Waterford 4, Sligo Rovers 1 in the RSC in Waterford on the 7th of June. The goals for Waterford from that fixture came from Ben McCormick, Connor Parsons and Pornick Amond was at the double. The Sligo Rovers goal came from Wilson Waweru. Since then, Sligo Rovers have had a good run of form, currently in a bit of a rut themselves. They've lost 2 on the bounce. They lost in the Cup 2-0 to UCD a couple of weeks back, which ended their Cup dreams for 2024. And then last week they received that unforgettable thrashing in Drogheda to Drogheda United 7-0. But Waterford get us underway here as Sligo Rovers look to get their winning ways back on track. A win here tonight for either sides would be absolutely massive as both sides continue their quest for Europe. And I'm sure Power actually sends it into the box to Ellis Chapman. Chapman gets a shot away. It's blocked by Rakowski and just over the bar for a corner kick to Sligo Rovers once again. As I was saying, a huge game here for both sides tonight. A win here would put them 3 points clear in third place, but they do have to watch for Shamrock Rovers, they do have to watch for Galway United, who are on 41 points at the moment after their win last night over Derry City. And Shamrock Rovers are on 39, but they have 2 games in hand, let's not forget. Corner kick now to Sligo Rovers over beside the Jinx's Avenue stand. Fitzgerald to take this one. Puts his hand in the air, sends the ball into the box to try and find the head of Malley. Malley gets heading it, but it's saved by the goalkeeper. Waweru in the back of the net. It's a goal for Sligo Rovers. 18 minutes gone, and Wilson Waweru has put it in the back of the net for Sligo Rovers. They have fired themselves ahead here in what is an all-important game for both sides' quest for Europe. Sligo Rovers 1, Waterford 0 here in the showgrounds, and that is exactly what John Russell wants with his first game back on the touchline. Conor Malley will look to take it. Rhys Hutchinson now out wide. Hutchinson gives it back to Malley. They're underneath the television gantry here, tossing it away. And now over straight across the Denham. This is brilliant football from Sligo Rovers. J.R. Wilson now has it. He cuts into the middle, something we're not too used to seeing here. He gives it to Niall Moran. Moran now gives it to Simon Power, I think that is. No, it's Will Fitzgerald. Now here's Ellis Chapman, plays a good ball through to Will Fitzgerald. If he can get on the end of it, Fitzgerald will look to send it into the box. He has Power there. Power gets head to it. It's a goal! Goal for Sligo Rovers. Simon Power gets his goal. He's been knocking at the door for the entire game and he gets his goal. He heads it into the bottom corner and Sligo Rovers lead 2-0 here in the showgrounds. 73 minutes gone and they are on course to finish tonight in a European spot. Just what they would have wanted and just what John Russell would have wanted on his first game back on the touchline. 73 minutes gone here in the showgrounds. Sligo Rovers 2, Waterford 0. Sligo Rovers fans just waiting for the full-time whistle to be blown here. And it is blown here in the showgrounds. The stadium comes alive as Sligo Rovers see out all 3 points, an essential 3 points here. They've come off the back of a disappointing defeat last weekend, a thrashing in Drogheda. 7-0 it was in Drogheda United, but they've come here tonight to beat Waterford, who sit level on points and games with them, and now they lead by 3 points in the table. Sligo Rovers 2, Waterford 0, and Sligo Rovers will go into this game as third place in the table. they go into this game holding the European spot. Let's just hope they can hold that for as long as they possibly can.
Oran Keating describing that 2-0 win on Saturday night for Rovers at home to Waterford on oceanfm.ie. Rovers up to third on 43 points behind leaders Shelburne and second place Derry City. That standing tempered today by confirmation from Rovers that defender Nando Pienaar has left the club. He's returning to New Zealand to continue his football career there. Nando joins us on the Rovers Review this evening. Nando, that's going to be news that will disappoint a lot of Rovers fans, given your impressive form for the club this season.
Hi. Yes, of course, but at the same time, it's sad for me to be leaving. But it's tough when you have a good opportunity. They don't come around every day, so this one was one worth taking. So unfortunately, yeah, that means the time has come to an end at Sligo, but another opportunity, opens up. So I'm glad I'm able to take it, but at the same time, yeah, very sad to be leaving Sligo.
Yeah, as John Russell said in the Rover statement today, that was always the deal with you, that if an offer came up at home and it worked for you, that the club wouldn't stand in your way, and they haven't done. Where are you going in New Zealand, can you tell us?
I'm not sure if I'm actually allowed to tell you.
Okay,
I
understand.
I'm sure it'll be announced either today or tomorrow, so you'll hear very soon.
Okay, well, we don't want to get you in trouble with your new employer, so we won't do that. Nando, I remember you colliding with Ed McGuinty at the beginning of this season, breaking ribs. It was a pretty serious injury, and you were sitting impatient, I know, in the stand for a good portion of this season where you weren't able to contribute to Rovers. But then you eventually got fit and got back out onto the pitch, and you looked like a transformed player, because many people would point to your contribution in the heart of the Sligo Rovers defence for... Well, one of the key reasons for Rovers surge up the table this season.
Yes, of course. I don't think it's ever down to one person or one player. But of course, it's always, I'm happy that I can contribute and help the team as much as possible. It's disappointing to obviously get an injury in the first place. And the one I had was obviously a little bit bigger than a normal one. So it took a long time to come back and to get fit again. So yeah, the whole time, obviously, I'm thinking I can't wait to get back on the pitch and help my teammates and help the club and everyone. So that's basically the goal I had. So luckily, I was able to come back when I did, and we went on a good run of winning I don't know how many games in a row. So that was great that I could help the team. But I think it was down to everyone. I think we came back from the break in really good, really good form. So that was good, and I'm just happy that I was able to help the club.
What do you put your rich vein of form down to this season, would you say?
I couldn't tell you exactly what it is, but I think we all talked amongst ourselves with the coaches, with the players, to see what we could do, what we could improve on. After the first half of the season, there was obviously stuff that we weren't happy with that we changed, and just to be positive and basically thinking that we could beat any team, which ended up happening over the period when we came back from the break. So, that was basically what happened.
And yourself and Ollie Denham formed quite the relationship at centre-half in recent months.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to miss playing with him and playing with the rest of the team, but especially, with Ed at the back and with playing next to Ollie, we felt so safe, I guess, at the back. We kept a lot of clean sheets, so I'm definitely going to miss the times playing with them.
And look, Lando, you know, Sligo Rovers fans are a realistic sort. Nobody expected you to stay here forever. You had played in Portugal at a fairly high level prior to coming to Sligo Rovers. You're a New Zealand international. I'm sure you're an ambitious young man. You'd like to think you've got your best years in front of you. We just would like to have held on to you for another 9 or 10 games. I'm sure you can appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. There were a lot of times where clubs were knocking at the door. And for quite a few of those teams, I said no because I believed in the project at Sligo. I still do, but obviously these opportunities come and there's a limited time that you can either accept or say no to them, and then they don't come back. So this was one of those opportunities where we couldn't wait till the end of the season. So as sad as I am to go, it is also an opportunity to obviously go up the ladder in terms of the football world or football teams to go to another level that's maybe a little bit higher than Sligo and push on, because at the end of the day, I think every football player wants to play at the highest level possible or that they can, and this is one of those chances, those opportunities. So, I really want to take it. So, yeah.
How will you look back on your time in Sligo?
I've really enjoyed it. I've been at the club for over two and a half years. I think I came in February of 2021 or 22. I can't even remember now. 22, I think. So yeah, no, I've loved it. Obviously I came on loan initially, and then I enjoyed my first season there. So then I ended up signing a permanent deal, and I've enjoyed it. We've had some amazing nights at the showgrounds. So it's sad that it's come to an end now, but at the same time, looking forward to the next opportunity.
And finally, without Nando Pienaar's booming clearances, long diagonal balls, or headers off the line, do you think Sligo Rovers still have what it takes to finish in the top three or four of the league this season?
Yeah, 100%. I was watching the game last night. I picked up a bit of a head knock, so I wasn't able to play. But we played really, really well last night. I think everyone would say we played well. So I definitely think that if we keep playing like we did yesterday, then we'll, for sure make the top three and make Europe, which is the goal at the end of the day. And that, to make the club keep succeeding.
Well, Nando, good luck with your next step on your football journey. And if ever you miss the wind and the rain of the Northwest, feel free to come back to the showgrounds and to Sligo at any time. I'm sure there'll be a New Zealand supporters club of sorts forming in Sligo to keep an eye on your progress in the future.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. Yeah, I'll definitely miss my time in Sligo, but I'm sure I'll be back one day. And I want to say, thank you to everyone at the club, the fans, players, everyone that was involved with the club. Just a big thank you from me, and I'll miss you guys.
Nando, thank you very much. That's Nando Pienaar, outgoing Sligo Rovers defender who has left the club this weekend. He's moving on. He's returning to his native New Zealand, and we wish him well with his next step in his football career. Just a pity he couldn't hold on for another 9 or 10 games. Let's hear from Sligo Rovers manager John Russell after last night's 2-0 win over Waterford, shall we? Now, this interview was recorded before confirmation came of Nando Pienaar's departure.
Yeah, top performance. I think for the 90 minutes, we fully deserved the win. We knew we were coming up against a good side. They've obviously beaten us twice this year, and they've a lot of attacking threat, but felt we nullified their threats, and thought we were really dominant on the ball, and real good energy to the performance, and we got back to what we're about, and we've got serious players here. We've given this club and the supporters some brilliant nights so far, and our home form has been excellent, and tonight was a really good performance. After the week that we had and the previous results, we needed to bounce in here and get a win, and we've done it.
After tonight's results, you sit third in the table. You've a good grasp now on possibly going to get a European spot. How confident are you that you and the boys can go and get that European spot?
We're confident in what we're doing here at the club. It's about performances with us. It's week to week. There's no easy games in this league, as you see last night. People are looking at Derry went top and they get beat by Galway, and all of a sudden Shells jumped them again. You can never take your foot off the pedal here, and a full belief in the group of players that we have that we can continue to win matches. But it's so difficult in this league, you don't know what's going to happen. But if we keep our players fit and healthy, and if we turn in performances like we did tonight, we'll always give ourselves a chance of winning.
First professional start here tonight for Gareth McIlroy. Just how much of a player has he been knocking on the door for you?
Yeah, no, he's a player I'm well aware of. He's been with us now since last year, and loads of potential. And unfortunately for Gareth, he had a bad knee injury, had to get an operation, but he worked extremely hard behind the scenes, and we've built him up over the last couple of weeks. And to get him in the pitch tonight in a real high pressured game, everyone knew coming in after the last two results, and thought he acquitted himself really well, composed on it, won his headers, formed a really good partnership with Ollie Denham, and he can be delighted with his first senior start.
Simon Power is another player who impressed tonight. He's a player that struggles with injuries often, but whenever he does play, he really does impress.
Ah, yeah, he's a top talent, unbelievable player, and as you said, sometimes we've missed him when he hasn't been available, but I have to give credit to the medical team here and Simon. He works so hard in the background. We've built him up, and he's made one or two appearances off the bench, but great to get him on from the start, and his performance was outstanding. He's constant threat throughout the game, and could have had one or two goals in the first half, and then second half to get on the end of Wilfred Sherrill's cross, it was a brilliant finish.
John Russell, Sligo Rovers manager, with Oran Keating after Saturday night's 2-0 win at home to Waterford. Rovers have no league fixture next weekend. It's an international break. Sligo Rovers women were beaten 2-1 on Saturday evening at AM&DC Park in the Women's SSE Electricity Premier Division. They remain bottom of the table, winless, which is 3 draws from their 14 games to date. However, they are getting ready for an FAI Cup home semi-final against the holders at Lonetown on Sunday the 22nd of September at the Showgrounds. We'll be building up to that game over the coming weeks.
Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, the name of Sligo Rovers will shine and shine.